Our top story, a miscommunication on the state level is stalling funds that were earmarked for improvements at OSU Cascades in Bend. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says the treasurer's office called her and said the money is not available because the funding was killed at the last minute during session. But Telfer confirmed from the Ways and Means Committee that the funding was not deleted. She was a guest this morning on KBND's Your Town.
In any case, we're working on it, but these are the kinds of things that just happen day in and day out, all day long.
So you're not concerned. You think it'll all get ironed out?
It'll get ironed out. And I have talked to Vice President Becky Johnson, and there is some ability to borrow some money, but what we're trying to do is avoid the additional interest expenses.
She was given a reassurance from Ways and Means co-chair Dennis Richardson that the funding was approved last session. She says now they just have to get the state to release the funds. Facebook is looking to go to tax court to resolve its tax issue with the state. Facebook was told recently it would owe money for property taxes, around $26,000 for the property in Prineville. Company's officials are balking because they have an agreement with Crook County regarding a tax exemption for 15 years. Crook County Judge Mike McCabe says Facebook has been a huge economic lift for their area.
We've been kind of down and out in Crook County. I think you pointed out on your show we were 22.4% unemployment. And so here's the other thing that Facebook did to Crook County. We weren't broke, but we were badly bent, and it was time for something to happen. And when Facebook came to town, they gave us a hand up. We don't have to give away the farm. We didn't certainly do that with Facebook, but they've given us if you will, some financial independence that we didn't have before they came to town.
It is still not clear whether Oregon plans to tax Facebook for its intangible value while its 15-year tax exemption status is in effect. Some parents are stirred up in Redmond over the district's plans to split up special programs at the high schools. With the new high school opening next fall, the district has to decide which students will go to which school and what programs will be offered. One school will offer an advanced placement program, and the other will have an international baccalaureate program. Some parents are concerned that as the schools fill up, some students who ask for a transfer won't be able to get in.
If you're going to only offer certain programs at one school or the other, somehow we got to make sure that every student has the opportunity to partake in that program and not have it be an entitlement as to where you live.
That's parent Heather Richards-Heller, who offered testimony at last night's meeting. She says transportation was also controversial because students wanted to transfer to the other district high school would have to provide their own ride to school. Was Lori Blalock's death a murder or self-defense? Prosecutors claim murder. The defense says Stephen Blalock was acting in self-defense in a physical altercation with his wife, Lori, when she was killed. Defense attorneys claim Lori was drunk when she got into a physical fight with Stephen last October, punching him violently. Prosecutors refute that claim, saying photos taken of him at the time Lori went missing show no such injuries. Deschutes County DA Patrick Flaherty told jurors a couple days after Lori went missing, they returned with a search warrant and they found a confession letter.
What I've done can't be forgiven. I just snapped. Should have been man enough to walk away. Can't spend the rest of my life in prison.
For Blalock to be convicted of murder, the jury must believe that Blalock intentionally caused his wife's death. The historical haunts of downtown Bend walking tour promises to be educational and a bit spooky at the same time. Vanessa Ivey, manager of the Deschutes Historical Museum, says last year's tour was so successful they expanded it to 3 nights.
We basically leave from the museum and we end at the Tower Theater. We hit 6 different buildings along the way, and the focus is on the history. And then we throw in the different little paranormal experiences that we have heard and kind of flavor it up for the holiday.
Ivy says, as an example, the museum has always had their friendly ghost George, who they believe to be George Brosterhouse, the builder of Reed School, which is now the museum's home. He was tragically killed in a construction accident. The tour is tonight, Friday and Saturday, beginning at 4 p.m. The cost is $10 a person. The Bend man charged with raping a woman whom he met on a dating service won't go to trial until next summer. Thomas Bray will be facing new charges that have come to light, and that is delaying the start of the trial. Bray is facing 11 new crimes of rape, strangulation, and assault involving another woman last February. Bray's trial was to start in December. With these additional charges, his trial won't start until July of 2012. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.